Greetings in the name of our wonderful Savior and Lord, and the speaker can say, Oh, that my Savior were your Savior too. And we trust that as a result of this little message, an interest will be created on your part, and you'll have a desire to know the blessed Lord Jesus, your speaker, John Horn. Now, I'm going to notice with you four very outstanding words found in the Scriptures, and I shall bring it before you in this way. One of the sweetest words found in the Bible, one of the saddest words found in the whole of the Word of God, and the longest word found in the Scriptures, and the shortest word found in the Bible. And maybe already my listeners are anticipating me. If not, I trust you'll think quickly now and see if you could supply the answers. Well, shall we turn then to the first book in the Bible, Genesis chapter 7, and we shall read at verse 1, which says, And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark. Sweet words those must have been. Now, we didn't just exactly say that the word come is the very sweetest word in the Bible, because it's very possible that some of my hearers would differ, and you'd be saying, surely the sweetest word is Jesus, and we could agree with that. And we can say, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. However, one of the sweetest words in all the Scripture is this little word, come, C-O-M-E, and I've sometimes used it in the form of an acrostic. Take the first letter C, the invitation is to children. The second letter O, to old people. And the third letter M, to middle-aged people. And the last letter in that little word, E, to everyone. All are invited to come to our Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me point out to you that what makes this word so sweet, as found in Genesis chapter 7, as addressed to Noah and to his family. You see, in the previous chapter, God had made a very solemn pronouncement, and it goes like this. In chapter 6 and verse 7, the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made man. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now, if you were to read the entire chapter, you'd come across a statement that goes like this, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. It had risen to high heaven. And as we have frequently stressed, that sin, whether in the individual or by the nations who refuse him, is a strike against his holy throne. Yes, more. It's a strike against the very God of heaven himself. Now, God is going to judge sin. You can be sure of that. It will be judged for the sinner in his dear Son, or judged in the sinner who refuses the Son of God. But let me quickly point out now that judgment never falls upon a nation, upon a company, or upon an individual without God, first of all, provides a way out. Now, this is the first general judgment found in the Scriptures. Of course, between Genesis verses 1 and 2, there was a dreadful catastrophe. But we're speaking now of Noah and his ark, the provision that God made when he destroyed those who were on the outside by the floodwaters that he promised would come. Now, is it not wonderful that he spoke to Noah? And is it not wonderful that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord? And I should like to remind all listening in today that if you find grace in the eyes of our God, the judgment of God will never, never fall upon you. It cannot fall upon you. Just as, for instance, Noah, when he entered into that ark and the flood waters came. Oh, I wish I could tell you more about it, and perhaps we will in our next broadcast. But when the flood waters began, when the rains descended, yes, and for those flood waters that God Almighty sent, you know, the higher the waters rose, it brought his servant who had found grace in his eyes nearer to God himself. And I repeat it, every inch that the waters rose, every foot the waters rose, and Noah and those on the inside rose higher and higher and higher. He was safe. He could say, safe am I? And safe because he was in the ark. Now, we're going to show you in our next broadcast, if we can, the true ark, our Lord Jesus Christ, of which the ark that Noah prepared was but the type. We're going to see the antitype. And if you want to be safe, find yourself in him.